Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord loves us and He speaks to us from the heart. His word is so good, so wonderful. He helps us to go forward. He helps us live. He helps us to see what is true. And He knows what He's doing. The more we trust Him, the more we can do in Him. Now, He's not coming to take control of our lives. That's our job. It will always be our job to control our own life. He will guide us into all truth, and then we choose to do it or not. But what if we always chose the best wisdom we understood and the best wisdom that God revealed? And the wisdom that God reveals in the Word. What if we made our foundational choices and our best choices, our life choices, based on the knowledge and wisdom of God? We'll have a much more sure life. And like I said, like we said in the previous broadcast, you gain control over your emotions. Emotions can lie to you. When people believe something, that's why slander is so dangerous. When people believe slander, they're looking at a person with a suspicious eye. Many things can be taken the wrong way. But if somebody says this person's that way, and you look at them, eventually they'll do things to make it seem true. It doesn't matter who it is. And people will look at them with the wrong view. And the way that they're looking at them may not even be the case. But in some ways, it can seem that way. When the Lord taught me to love people, I decided never to believe the worst about a person. And I treat people the way that Jesus treats me. Even if I know that they don't like me. Jesus said, pray for those that despitefully use you. Even my worst enemies, I love them. And guess what? Most of the time, the slander that I heard was not true. It just seemed like it, and people went with it. The reason I mention that is because we can run with an emotional thought. When people get offended, they throw their guards up. And then they talk. They talk about what went wrong. If people feel like you cheated them, they'll tell people that you cheat people. And it could have been a blind mistake. That's how the enemy works, to divide us. And sometimes I've noticed that in many situations, he tries to divide people from those strong relationships. A church where you were growing, you were developing, your family was had more cohesion. The enemy wants to stop that process, so he tried to find some kind of fault to get you out of that church and away from that pastor. And you know, I've heard people like at the end of the service, when some pastors would shake people's hands at the back door, you know, as people were leaving. Well, somebody always wants to talk and, you know, and they distract him. He may not have shaken your hand that day. That doesn't mean that he didn't like you or love you. But the enemy will say, hey, he has favoritism. And people run with it. And if they don't go and address it, that's why if you're offended at a person or if somebody's offended, you go deal with it. Get Satan out of the way. Sometimes it's nothing. And people divide over nothing. I've seen those kind of things form. And people started mumbling. I said, no. I immediately take authority of it. I said, Satan, stop it in Jesus' name. And when they come to me with something, I tell them, I said, no, it's not that way. Or go pray about it and see what God has to say. And you can stop these satanic fires from spreading any further. And so in discord. And then when the people stay and then they get healed of something. Now if they had left, they would have been in trouble. The Lord gives us good information to make good decisions. He doesn't give us bad information. And He never gives us bad information. And He can't. He cannot. It's impossible. When He gave us the Word of God, He gave it to us straight. We need to receive what God is saying so we can make our best choices, so we can have our best life. But when people decide, I'm going along with this thought. This is what I really wanted to do. If the Lord interrupts you and show you wisdom, if He show you the truth about what you're doing and give you wisdom, sometimes it's not like you thought. And He's looking, remember, He's looking at the future as well as the present. And He knows that you're about to not make the best choice for yourself. Now, He don't take control of your life. He just show you what's going on and the truth of it. At that point, you got to reconsider it. Now, I got to say this. Sometimes we don't do what's wise. We don't do what's best. We do what's in our heart, whatever it is. So if it's in your heart, your will is strong, you will do it. Even after He's warned you. When He warns me, I have to start speaking, because sometimes I was geared up. I was stoked to do something. And I was hyped about it. I thought it was going to work. I didn't see the negative. I think it was 2008. I had decided to refinance my home and get what they call a smart loan. But the interest rate was turned out to be higher than I thought. But I was so geared up to do it, the Lord gave me two dreams. And I remember one of them. I dreamt I was working across the street breaking rocks for the same amount of money that I was making fixing cars. And I started looking into it. I said, wait a minute. But even after the dream, I was still geared up to do this. And we were getting the paperwork ready. We were doing all the things necessary. And I was going to pay some things off, consolidate some things. I was kind of excited about it. It was going to be a financial adjustment. I would pay more than I was paying, but I would pay the house off faster. And I was considering all these things. And then when He gave me that dream and the other dream, I said, no, I can't do this. I had to do something about how geared up I felt, how stoked I was to do this. I said, I will not do this. I'm going to make a good decision, a godly decision. I'm not going to do what I think will work. And I turned it off. I had to turn my emotions off. And then I called the man and I said, look, this is not going to turn out. It's not going to be an advantage for me. I'm not going to do it. And they tried to bring the numbers down, but they couldn't do it. I said, no, I'm not going to do this. Not gonna work. There's no reason. It's pointless. And then we called it off. But the next year, the rates went down, and I did it. Now, when you follow God, things go right. When you follow the guidance of God, you'll be in a better condition. It's time now to go forward. can be geared up wrong. You can believe the worst about a person, and it can get in your heart, and you can't. Even if the Lord tell you that's not true, it'll be a struggle to agree with him. This is why, if you develop godly habits about following God and listening and regarding God, it gets easier to follow him. It gets easier to adapt to his wisdom. It gets easier to know him. As you start obeying his voice, that's your part. He don't make you do it. As you start doing these things, it starts, you're more apt to do it the next time. And the next time it may even be more necessary. It may not, but it may. But there are times, it's just like raising children. If your children are hard-headed, you tell them to do something and they do something else. You understand that one day there's going to be a danger and you're going to tell them not to do something and they're going to go get hurt. So you have to condition children to listen to you. And if they can listen to you, then they can listen to God. Understand, if they struggle to listen to you, they will struggle to listen to God too. You can't be neutral about following God. Either you're going to follow him or you're not. It's time for people to understand. God is not going to take control of your life. There's no reason to get upset with him if you make a sound choice and get hurt. Because he always trying to help us. And he gives us dreams. And some people are so distant from the Lord, even though they're saved, their will is so strong that when the Lord warns them, they can remember the warning, but they don't do it. They say, something told me not to do it. I hear so many Christians doing that. And there's another problem. When the Lord is doing something, people are so fast to say it's not of God. If it's not something that they heard before through somebody that they trust, they disqualify the wrong things and disqualify the right things, and sometimes they qualify the wrong things. But if you start following him, the Lord will clue you in on what's of him and what's not, and you have to follow the peace. Always follow the peace of the Holy Spirit. There are times, pastors, I watch YouTube videos of people, and there are many that I love to listen. I know it's of God because the Lord spoke the same kind of things to me or through my pastor. But I learned things from another perspective. Henry Gruber operates in authority. It's different than the way I was taught, but it's of God. And he's done things. I was taught differently than he was. I can tell by his testimonies. If I was in the same situation, I would have did it a little different. But I studied the way he does it because it's still of God. And I learned from it. Now I understand the way I do it, and I'm learning the way he does it. This is just for an example. Both ways are of God. Both ways are productive. We're not cookie cutter. We're the Holy Spirit knows how to relate to people. This is why I love to get people dialoguing with the Lord. There are so many ways to do the same thing. We're different types of people, and the way God is going to use you to do it it'll be different than the way he used me to do it. One time I was telling one of the mechanics at work, he felt like everybody should do it the same, should work the same. I said, no, that don't, everybody works on these trucks and cars and they do it different. They do it their way. And it's going to, and what happened is it's going to leave and it's going to be fixed. They work differently. I work differently than most of them. They work differently than I do. But the way I do it and the way that they do it, it's going to work. It's not going to come back for the same thing. And he started realizing, yeah, that's true. People don't work the same way. They do it different. And you have to give people room to be different. It's all right. It's not the end of the world. And God is moving by his spirit. He's going to help us out. He's going to help us win. And we're going to win good. And God loves us. He reveals the truth, and it's up to us to follow that truth and do something with it and go forward in life. And if we can do that, we can have the same success that he has and enjoys. But those that love, if your will is too strong, it's not possible. The Lord will show us the truth of every matter. Getting to the truth of a matter, it can take some effort. We had a police car. The guy wrote it up 6 times for making a noise. We drive the car and it didn't have a noise. We couldn't find a noise. And then the guy that wrote it up came down there and we rolled with him. And he pointed it out. And we still couldn't hear it. He said, but when I go over the 9th Avenue Bridge in Bessemer, you can hear the echo coming from the right side of the car. I said, okay, well, he was telling the truth. And so we still couldn't find anything broken, wore out, or making that noise. And Winford was standing by the car. I said, spin that tire. And he spent the rim, and the rim was bent. And because the rim was bent, the bearing was bad. But it wasn't detectable. So we changed the rim and the bearing, and the noise was gone. We drove it back over the 9th Avenue Bridge, and it didn't make a noise. When the Lord point things out to you, sometimes there's more than what you can detect. That's when you're going to have to talk to him and ask him to show you what he's revealing. And then it's got to get, well, anytime the Lord points something out to you or guides you into more truth, you got to get that, and you got to get what he said in your heart. It has to be stronger. It has to become stronger than what you thought, than your will, in order for you to follow through. Too many times the Lord is talking, but people don't follow through because they don't detect what he detects. But if he points something out to you, you're going to see it. But he's trying to show you from a safe distance so that you can prepare and head things off before it gets worse. And he'll give you wisdom of how to handle the situation. Before things get bad, learn to listen to the Lord and get those things in your heart. Because when you're going to do what's in your heart, and when you get the word of God in there, you'll do it. And you'll be able to see things as they truly are, and you'll have the wisdom. Many times things are not like you thought they were. But as you get used to following the guidance of God and do what he would say do, you learn to trust him more and more. This kind of trust and development happens over time. We trust God because of the past. We believe him presently, Faith is always current. It's always now. And it's always on. It always looks to God. But trust, we trust God from the past, from what he did, in our past. The way he was faithful yesterday or in the past. That's why we trust him in the future. He never guides us wrong. He always helps us out. He always shows us the truth. And we trust him. And we get used to it. It's easier for the word to get in our heart. It has to be in our heart for us to follow through. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout our lives. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. He truly loves you.